show. It's the Angry Diva, the Belle of Boston, the Angry Diva's radio show. This has been another Bitch House production. This has been another Bitch House production. The Angry Diva's radio show. Airing live weekday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com. Check out our website, www.angrydivas.com. That's D-E-V-A. Get it right, boo. This has been another Bitch House production. The Angry Diva's radio show. The Belle of Boston, the Angry Diva. Radio show. This has been another Bitch House production.
It's the angry diva of the angry diva's radio show on blogtalkradio.com. So what you gonna do? It's the Angry Diva's radio show with Triple Dark Goddess as the host. Airing live weekdays on Blog Talk Radio at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Check out our website. That's www.angrydivas.com. This has been another Big House production. The Angry Diva.
Yeah, baby. Welcome everybody to today's episode of the Angry Divas Radio Show. That's right, baby. I am your host with the most, the Triple Dark Goddess, also known as Diva Saya Tongue. And I have been quiet. I have been chilling. I've been trying to just be about my zen, but oh,
I love y'all, but sometimes I wish y'all would not send me the stupid things that these pseudo dark wisdom, dark goddess, dark magic heifers talk. Oh, I wish you didn't sometimes, because, you know, I'm trying to be over here relaxing this sacrifice season, but you can't. You cannot relax during a sacrifice season. You definitely do your work to get yourself protected, and you make sure you step out of the path of those who want to be the sacrifice and those who like to remain in ignorance. But I am a teacher. I am a priestess. I am a healer. So I have to say something. I have to teach. I have to correct this crap that is going on out there. So late last night, while we were all in bed, one of the members of Divination hit me to something that's going on Facebook. Now, there's a lot going on Facebook, of course. I have not been on until today. I just finally reactivated my page card. Why? Why? Save up, shit! But I did it. And so, but there's a lot going on. And I want to talk about some of that stuff in a minute. Probably more toward the end of the show. I'll talk about this cop killing craziness that's going on. And this 39-year-old black man who left the 23-year-old woman that he was shacking up with in the house with the baby by herself. We're going to talk about that at the end. But what the sister hit me to while we was all in bed late last night was a video done by a woman who I know for a fact needs some dark work done, but she's crazy, like most women are crazy, because they have let some crazy sorceress black man get with them and perform sex magic rites on their ignorant Christianized behind, and now they want to run from the black priestess and blame the black priestesshood for why it happened. Nobody told you to open. Nobody. But you did that. So it comes everybody else's fault. You know, when the black woman sometimes feels like a nut and sometimes she don't, it's everybody else's fault but her. Meanwhile, you opened your legs to that crazy sorcerer. And you think that you, who was easily bespelled to be his sex slave, oh yeah, that's the T, got the authority to end this situation. So she's done lost all her marbles. And she's on Facebook talking some craziness about meditating too much can open your mind up for the spirits to come and attack you. I'm going to let y'all rest with that because I trust that my students are wiser. I know that my students are wiser because I taught you. I taught you better than that. So she's got all these sisters, and it's some new sisters I see them, you know, kind of like sniffing around a couple of the different little black witch pages and stuff, you know, and the black woman empowerment pages and the pro-black woman pages and the black woman first pages and all that kind of stuff, right? And they're new to the whole concept. And their first stop on the train of conscious advancement, conscious awakening, is that crazy woman telling people that if you meditate too much, you're going to open your mind to spirits. I got another message. A sister talking to me, telling me about some work she wanted to do. And she asked when she can speak to me. I said, sis, do you need a session with me? I don't want a session. I just want to talk to you. I know. And you're not going to talk to me without a session. Hello, that ain't how this works. No. We are not girls. Okay? We are not friends. I am the priestess. You are coming to me for a treatment, for a healing. You need to follow the protocol. It has been months since the last time I spoke to you. I don't answer questions. I don't talk to people. I don't help people without reading them. I need to see what's going on. And no, you ain't going to tell me what's going on with your lying, wagging tongue. Try to deceive me. No, you're not. And you're not going to make me do it the hard way when I could just read you. So she doesn't want to be read, which tells me and confirms for me exactly what the dark masculine showed me about her, that she wanted to tell me a story to try and hook me in and glamour me into whatever fuck shit she was trying to spin up. And I just saw the shit from the gate and said, no, I'm not doing it. Here's what you can do, though. So she says, well, I guess we won't be able to continue. I said, oh, sis, that doesn't matter to me. You are not hurting me, but you are hurting yourself. And that brings us to the purpose of this show. I am going to be teaching a dark magic 101 class where we are going to be talking about dark angels and dark powers. I am absolutely pissed off because, see, when I do an intake as a priestess with a woman, I make sure she knows everything she needs to know, including this. You do not start a petition with the dark and change your mind in the middle and think your life is not going to suffer. That is not how this works. Understand, ye that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. But when you take your hard-headed, stubborn, self-righteous, indignant, loathsome, insolent behind out from under the covering of that secret place, the darkness upon the deepness place of the Most High, highest of the Mother God, that darkness upon the deep that birthed you, you put yourself in harm's way. And here's something else I always tell every woman who comes to me in her intake session. The demon, the dark angels, the dark powers are not humans. There is no forgiveness. What you start, you must finish. You must honor your contracts with them. I know you loathsome, ignorant chicks don't know what you're doing. I get it. And I know I'm talking to you kind of harsh, but you need it. You need it. You need it. You know, that was the other thing the sister was telling me late last night when we were all in bed when she was talking to this crazy woman. She said to the sister, well, the dark priestesses are mean. They've been mean to me. And the sister says, so what? They've been mean to me, too. She talked about me. They've been mean to me, too, she said. I got checked the fuck out of so hard I walked away, she told the girl. And she did. She walked away from me. I'm not dealing with angry divas. I don't fuck with angry divas because angry divas told me the truth and I didn't like it. So she walked away and didn't want to continue her work and thought, you know, whatever, fuck this, right? I don't know where you get in your mind that you got some power that's greater than shit that's thousands of years older than you, but you don't. You are ignorant. You are insolent. You are blasphemous. But she tried it. We've all tried it a time or two to walk away from the dark teacher who initiated you, who brought you into any gnosis and awareness of the dark goddess. And I don't mean these broads with roommates sitting on Facebook talking about dark wisdom and black men ain't shit. I'm talking about them. I'm talking about the actual priestess who actually do the work. All right? We have all had to have our faces slapped by the priestess. And too many of you don't like it. Oh, but you will let some man beat you down to nothing. I got girls came to me $200,000 in debt, some nigga. But you want to give me $200 to fix it? Lies you tell. Lies you tell. You have got to match energy for energy to be restored. It's no different with these sisters who come to me. They've been raped. That dark, sick, evil force that is the spirit of rape sicks itself onto her. And she do everything by the book that the light workers tell you to do. And fuck them, but we're going to get to that in a minute. Take you a spiritual bath. Pray this prayer. Light this candle. Smudge your pussy with this pack of herbs. Drink this tea. Detox. Don't eat no meat for 90 days. Prostrate yourself. Put ash on your face. Dress yourself in sackcloth, woman. And she did all of that. They've all done it. But none of that is powerful enough to go up against the dark force that is of rape. It takes a priestess, a fiery, angry bitch god who absolutely loathes that spirit, who has power greater than that spirit and favor with spirits that are greater than the spirit of rape to come against it. Putting that yoni egg in your pussy is not going to change the curse of rape. But keep listening to these pseudo priestesses. And when you're done messing up your life, when you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, when you're tired of almost killing yourself every day because the shit that has happened to you is too strong to endure anymore, you know who to come knock and ask, sister, will you help me? And if you humble yourself, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear their prayers and heal their sick and defend their land. But you got to heal yourself and humble yourself to the dark mother priestesses. You will never get free disrespecting the priestesses of dark mama. You cannot do disrespectful crap to the priestesses of dark mama, then tell people we attacked you when our spirits compel you to honor us. That's not how this works. You cannot start a contract for your healing and restoration with the dark and change your mind in the middle. There's no going back. You see it through to the end, and you come out better. You come out stronger. You come out healed. You come out fucking powerful. And that's what you're afraid of. You are so used to losing, you don't know when you've won. The first time a priestess ever said that to me, it blew my mind, and she screamed it at me. You black women are so damn used to losing. You bitches don't know when you've won. She said it just like that. It was powerful. I needed it. Oh, I know we don't like people to raise their voices, and we think something wrong with that. Y'all want the dark black, dark mother, the dark goddess to be in a white face or a Hindu face or some shit. But let me tell you something about your dark mother. She chastens whom she loves. I get my ass kicked, and I keep on keeping on. And sometimes it don't feel good. Actually, most of the time, it really doesn't feel good. Remember when you was out of pocket and your mama tagged you? Maybe even in church, she put the church pinch on you. Ooh, God help us. She put the church pinch on you. We thought mama was so mean until we grew up. Some of y'all got children now, and y'all understand the pain it takes to discipline your kids, to see your kids go against what you taught them, and you know they know better, but they're just acting out because they can. And then you understand what your mother went through. I don't get it the same way because I don't have children. But what ended up happening is I became Angry Diva and began to mother many, many women from all over the globe to try and help you to learn, to get you to understand there's levels to this shit. You ain't going to jump in with your reprobate crazy mind that's been turned around by this teacher and that teacher and this priestess and that priestess and that sorcerer and that warlock hotep nigga that you was listening to and jump in with both feet over here. You have got to clean that up first. And we don't want to do that. I know I didn't want to when I began my journey. I was real indignant like some of y'all. It's a part of the journey. We all end up going back to our I know everything teenage years. Yes, we do. You do it in your 20s, baby. You do it in your 40s and your 50s. I got women in their 60s trying to trip out with me like they're 12 and 13 damn years old. You know, older than me trying to act like they in their teens or something. And I just look at them like, that's why your life is in shambles, because you never grew up. I'm Triple Dark Goddess. This has been another Bitch House production, The Angry Divas Radio Show. Y'all make sure that you sign up for this Dark Magic 101 class. We are going to get to the nitty gritty. This is the first class of many. This is just the introductory class, and then I will be doing a Dark Angel study. There are 72 angels that we are going to study. You all don't understand the dark and the light. You're still Christianized. I get it. You're afraid. You don't want to do nothing messed up. I was like that. I just didn't want to do the wrong thing, you know? I didn't want to do anything that was going to offend the dark. I still don't. That's why I get mad at y'all like, you bitches are crazy. You're crazy. Because I will sit the hell down before I offend the demons. Y'all are crazy. They are not you. They don't forgive shit. They don't forget nothing either. They remember what you said you was going to do. And they will get what promised to them. We need to be more like that, black woman, going into the enemy's camp to take back what has been stolen from us. Instead of whining and crying and being beat down, you don't have to have the authority. There are sisters on this planet, such as myself, like you listening to this broadcast here, that have the authority to help you, to heal, to transition, to transform. Go to those sisters. One part of being God, and we're going to get into this more in the class, Dark Magic 101, Dark Angels and Dark Powers. But one aspect of being God is being able to delegate, giving over the things you can't handle instead of being in your ego about it and feeling envious of the next bitch goddess because she can do what you cannot do. For those who are serious about their growth, they are more than welcome to sign up for this class. It is only $55. It is on Early Bird. Sign up for the class. We're marketing it for the next week. We'll be getting started sometime the second or third week in August. Members of my list, my email list, check your emails, baby. You will be able to, you know more details about the class, and y'all get a discount for being members. If you are not a member of my mailing list, all you got to do is go right on to www.angrydivas.com. That's DEVAS.com. Get it right, boom. And make sure you sign up for the mailing list. I welcome you. I thank you for listening, and I hope you have the rest of your day just fabulously.